in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, January 22nd, episode 121. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen, my joy's gasoline. I know I'm
worse.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
They're actually getting worse.
Okay, but, yeah, you're
but
still,
hey, I love you.
I love you too. Hello, let's cheers. Cheers to that. Here we go. One, two, three. It's impossible that we cling, that we cheers glasses independently. Let's try that again to make it sound like we're doing it at the same time.
Okay,
one,
okay.
Two, three. Perfect.
Okay. What do we got here?
Well, try it first. This is good. This is the good stuff. This
Hold
is
on.
The good
is
stuff.
It opened up?
Mm-hmm. I think it's opened up. This is, well, it's opened up because the bottle's been open for 2 days.
Oh.
Yes. You like that, huh?
Yeah.
This is a growers wine.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but okay. It says Reynolds Wine Growers, Julian Reynolds, Reserva.
Oh.
Which means it's special for special people only, 2019.
Okay.
And it's from,
it's a good year, 2019.
From Bourgogne. It's from, I have no idea where we acquired this, babe.
Vaudeville. There's a V on the back.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a system.
Yes.
It's a system.
Yes. Well, remember when we used to do labels and stickers? Now I just take a marker and I just...
I know, V for Vendetta. Oh, V for Vaudeville. Got it. What do you think? This is Dylan's choice.
It's good. It's got
good,
a little bit of a bite to it, but
you don't
it's
like
good.
It? Well, let it
it's
open,
okay.
Let it open up
I'm not
a
much
bit
of
more.
A drinker these days.
I'm amazed that you had anything at all. She's like, yeah, I'll have a little bit of wine. What? What? Phoebe raised her head and went, what? What? You're drinking now? You're drinking?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? I've only seen you all day.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It is.
I was so it surprised is. Yesterday morning when I woke up and I walked into the bathroom and I went, oh.
I heard it.
I was like, oh.
I was in bed. I'm like, well, I'm going to presume that means there's snow because anything else, I couldn't place that remark. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a nice blanket of snow.
It was a blanket of snow, yes.
It was cute.
We got accumulation, maybe a
half
eighth
an
of an inch.
Inch. If eight, that,
not
yeah.
a half an inch at all.
I mean, and I was walking outside. I think I came in and told you this. I'm walking Phoebe, and the road behind her house is, no, it's a blacktop, and it's completely white, and the fields are white, and it was virgin snow. You know, maybe there was one track from a deer, and all I could think was, God, you're so creative.
Oh, you turned, I know you said
I
that.
I love that you chose white for snow.
Yes.
It looks so awesome.
It could have been black.
Right. It's such a contrast.
Yes.
You know, just like, you are so creative. What an amazing choice you made.
Well,
I really liked
it. Snow is ice, so.
What's that?
Snow is ice.
So he made ice white too. What are you trying to say, man? Please, it's very creative.
But you also recognize that Phoebe is not white. She's like off yellow. She's like an off white yellowish color.
She's just dirty. Because, you know, when you look at Phoebe, like, that's a white dog. She's a completely white dog.
No,
but no, she's not in the snow. She, yeah,
yes.
She's kind of,
And I think we found a solution to have somebody watch her. So we're super excited about it.
I know.
So news to come. We have to confirm it.
Yes.
But we're
yes.
pretty excited about
we
it.
We just heard about it tonight. So,
yes.
And how awesome would that be?
Yes.
Then we're free. We're free. We
yes.
can travel.
I know.
Without a heavy heart.
I know.
And our home will be protected.
Yes.
By a warrior.
Yes.
With a 9mm.
Yes. And then we won't have to have upset stomachs and diarrhea. Although you.
What?
No, the dog.
Oh,
not a,
like, what? It wasn't all that bad. I mean, I missed her, but it wasn't like that.
But you took her to the vet on Friday.
I did, everybody. You'll be very happy to know. She is now, she went from
85.3?
Yeah.
From
7, whatever it was. She's back 94.3. This
so
is,
she's put 9 pounds back on. So we determined that she probably didn't even eat. She probably did not eat or drink water.
I don't know.
Yes, she was probably so stressed out.
Oh, poor baby.
She's so attached.
Yeah.
This
she's
dog.
She's a princess.
Although she was sitting outside. It was about 38 degrees, 40 degrees.
She loved
was outside
it.
For about an hour and a half just yes, basking in the sun.
In the sunlight, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, well, that's her culture. Her culture is protecting the flock in the western mountains of Turkey with the snow, and she felt right at home. And she normally isn't outside that long at all.
A lot of people who see her think she's a lab. They're like, oh, she's got lab markings. Yeah. But we thought that too.
I think we thought that too, yes. Yeah, exactly.
She's not a lab, that's for sure.
She's not. Anyway,
yeah,
that's sorted. What a crazy week it's been. I would say mainly because you were gone.
I was gone
for several days.
Yes, I went up to Dallas for the weekend. I went to a Primal BOD conference, which is, I guess it's a weight loss program, I guess. But I was most interested in learning about her methodology, which is all linked to insulin. And insulin is our fat storing hormone. And I wanted to learn a little bit about insulin resistance. So my friend Ashley, and Ashley's the one who made our journals, invited me a few months ago.
Yep.
And I was like, sure, I'm going to go. And I didn't really pay attention to the marketing of the event. I thought it was going to be an event where they would talk about the program and try to convince people to join them. And it wasn't that at all, because there was a mixture of an audience. There were people.
How many people were there?
350. And there was more people who were already in the program than people who were exploring the program. At least that's the feel that I got. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I learned a lot. I learned about visceral fat, which is really interesting, and how damaging that could be. And I learned other things, but I really wanted to go there to be convinced of, yeah, you should sign up for this program, because it's not cheap. It's very expensive. And I didn't get any of that. I got little tidbits of information. And so what I did get was I learned more from the people that I talked to, the attendees who are participating in the program. Right. I learned a little bit about what the program is.
That was valuable.
Very valuable. Yeah. And it's very carnivore-ish, I would say.
Carnivore-ish?
Yeah, very carnivore. They say no carbs. We don't need carbs at all. Carbs are
poison. If I can just reiterate and say in front of all of Vineyard Nation, because I think you are looking at it somewhat as a weight loss program, you have no weight to lose.
No, I know.
I mean, you are beautiful. I mean, I can walk around Fredericksburg and say, you think she should lose 10 pounds? They'd be like, are you nuts?
No, I know. I know.
I know, it's a personal thing, but I just want you to know that you are perfect.
Oh, well, you should be saying that, baby.
That's correct. Correct. I have to repent for many things. So, yes.
Yeah. but I was sending you a little. I was sending Karen stuff.
Please, may I read what you sent me? So you're up there in Dallas. By the way, I was a little concerned. Well, you had to drive all the way up.
Let's talk about that before you read my text. So I cannot stand driving in Dallas. I missed my exit again because it's a spaghetti bowl. Like if you are not in the right lane, you are off somewhere else. And of course that's what happened to me. And
did you have your GPS thing running?
Of course I did. Yeah. But all of a sudden the lanes change, and then now I'm on a highway. I don't even know where I am, and it's redirecting me. And I do not like driving in Dallas.
No, it's not.
And I'll tell you about my drive home after you read my messages. So I finally get up there, and I have like an hour before Ashley and I are going out to dinner. And
you must have been tired, because it's four and a half hour drive up there.
Yeah, four and a half hour drive. And I was listening to a book. I was listening to the book. My friend Brandy recommended it about, it was from the guy who wrote the book, My 90 Minutes in Heaven. And he wrote about the people that he met at Heaven's Gate, which was really interesting. That was, I enjoyed reading that. Mm-hmm. I didn't like his voice, but I liked listening to the book. But, so once I got up there, I mean, Ashley and I had like an hour. She had arrived earlier, and I had an hour to get ready, and we hopped in an Uber and we went out to dinner, and I had a really nice time with her. Mm-hmm. Really. That was another big, big highlight, was I got to spend time both days, Friday, Saturday, and a little bit of Sunday with her. And that was fun. So the attendees, spending time with Ashley, and a little,
I'm definitely
more educated. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I was texting you, and I was texting Karen, and I texted Annette a little bit too, some information.
Well, we all know that you text me the least.
That's not true.
No, I think so. You texted me more than normal, actually, because normally it's like, hey, I love you. Good morning. All right, we're going. I'm standing in line. All right. Blah. but here's the text I got Saturday. Well, I learned I'm unhealthy. But you are really unhealthy. And I reply, oh, no, I just finished a Whataburger. And then you said, dude, you duded me right here on text. Visceral fat is deadly. And I'm like, you know.
Didn't I text you something earlier and said, potatoes is the devil's fruit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything you eat is wrong. You're going to die. I'm so sorry
alcohol
for you.
Alcohol is poison.
I hope you're alive by the time I get home. Alcohol is poison. Coffee is poison. There is no joy when I get home. Love, heart emoji.
That was kind of the gist of it. It was like everything in life sucks. Like you cannot enjoy life at all. Like no alcohol, get rid of the coffee. It's a drug. No carbs, no vegetables, no fruit. Potatoes, the devil's fruit.
The devil's fruit.
Yes.
I said that today when I was having lunch with David. I said, what comes with my burger? Potatoes. Oh, the devil's fruit. And the guy looked at me like, huh?
That's what they called it. Yeah. And basically they want you to eat meat.
Yes.
And ferments, which is like sauerkraut.
And that's it?
Pretty much. So it's very carnivore-ish, I'm a little...
Those Lindt chocolate squares are out of the question.
Yeah, sugar bad.
Well, sure, but I don't really eat any other sugar. I drink my sugar.
Yes,
with the wine. But have you noticed I've only been having one glass?
Oh, no, I haven't noticed.
Yes, only one glass.
Oh, so you're cutting back.
No, but it's just,
but I showed you the picture of the heart. So this guy, Sean O'Mara?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, and he was talking about the visceral fat. So the visceral fat is all the fat that is around your organs, and it's really, really bad for you.
Yeah.
And he showed a picture of a healthy heart. Then he showed a heart that was partially covered with the fat and then a heart that was encased in fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is. Yes. So he did a visual exam.
Very off-putting.
Yeah. He did a visual exam of your face because he can tell by the inflammation in your face. And what happens is your nose starts to change and your eyes change because you have so much inflammation in your face that comes from the visceral fat. So he looks at me and he's like, you have about 2 pounds of visceral fat that's equivalent to about 8 sticks of butter. I'm like, oh, I like butter.
I like butter. Okay, so are you going to join this program?
I don't know.
Or are you going to adapt it? Because you eat, basically, that's what you eat already.
I know. I don't know.
And what made you decide to have even the smallest glass of wine tonight after all that you learned?
I wanted some of the poison.
I want the poison.
It's a really small glass. It's not a lot. I just wanted a glass.
You know, they say that marketing-wise, in Europe, when they started putting horrible pictures on cigarette packets of diseased lungs.
They do that in Europe.
That's what I said. When they started doing that in Europe, people started smoking more. So they made the pictures even bigger and even more vivid, and people started smoking even
more.
Really? Yes. It is some kind of psychological thing. If you say, this can happen to you, people want it.
Wow.
Because we're destructive as human beings. So maybe he showed you the heart. You're like, I think I will have some wine.
Yeah.
I think, give me a potato.
Well, I haven't had any wine for a while, and I thought just a little bit would be good.
Well, yay. Thanks for joining in.
So Ashley was so organized. So she had ordered lunch for us and had Uber Eats bring it.
So, Uber Eats? So it cost like $30 to get a $5 sandwich?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just paid her what I owed her.
It's just Uber Eats. Like,
yeah, I think that's where she ordered it. Okay. But so she ordered the lunch so that we didn't have to wait in line at the hotel. And so on the first day.
Smart.
When we had the break, she had already gotten the lunch and everything, so that was good. And so we all had burgers with no buns, and then we had the ferments, so we had the sauerkraut. I ate what they ate. I go, how many patties did you get? She goes, I got 5. I'm like, what? She didn't eat all of them, but I'm like, oh my gosh, 5? I don't even know how I would not be able to consume that much food. And then Saturday night, I didn't do anything. I just went down into the bar and I
bought. Well, hold on before you go there. Friday night.
That we went out to dinner.
No, I'm going
to
tell you what we did.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's right. This show's about you too.
I had leftovers with Phoebe. I mean, Phoebe watched me have leftovers. And then we sat by the fire and we watched Netflix.
What'd you watch?
We watched Back in Action, Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, you watched that without me?
I watched it with Phoebe.
What?
Yeah. What do you mean? I didn't know.
That's lame.
I didn't know that you wanted to watch that. I didn't even know it existed until it just popped up on the screen.
Did you like it?
Very much. It's a cute movie. It's a very cute movie. Oh, please. And then I watched, I think it's like, I'm trying to think what the name of it was. I think it was on PureFlix. I'm not quite sure how it got there. It was like the Gospel of the Living Dead or something. I'm like, that's interesting. And it was about the dystopian future where they translated the Bible and they changed everything around and the Holy Bible was outlawed. And this group was trying to smuggle Bibles across state lines into churches. And it was not the best production.
Did you follow through and watch it till the end?
We got until like the fifth time.
The
helicopters were shooting. It wasn't an Angel Studios production. Okay. Let's put it that way.
We bailed on a couple of Pure Flix movies because the acting is so bad.
It's just bad. Yeah. But I'm excited about the new Homestead.
Oh yes,
from Angel. Yes, when that comes out. That looks like that's going to be pretty good.
So that was your exciting Friday night.
That was my riveting Friday night.
Yeah.
And then Phoebe and I went to bed. I had the window open, really open. I had all the covers over me. It was nice and chilly in the bedroom.
That's what we do. So it gets down to like 20 degrees. We have the windows open, and we have the heat at 65. So if it gets colder, it kicks in.
Kicks in. Yeah. Do you wake up when it kicks in?
No, not usually.
I wake up. I'm like, what is that? Oh, okay. Yes, no, the heat. Not usually. And I go, oh yes, I'll snuggle up to my girl. Oh, it's nice and warm here. Yeah.
I forgot to tell you though, on Saturday.
Oh, here we go.
I met one of Ashley's friend, Margo, who I really, really liked. And she had, I told you, she's had amazing success with this program. She lost 27 inches and 30 pounds.
27 inches?
Yes.
Wow.
That's almost my entire waistline. She's a completely different person.
Holy moly.
But anyway, she said that she had gone to the Mineral Springs on Friday night. And she said, I don't know how it came up, but they were with other people. And she had mentioned that I was there with Ashley and my name. And a woman who was with her said, oh.
Curry and the Keeper.
Tina Curry. I'm a No Agenda producer.
Oh, really?
So they're everywhere. The No Agenda producers are everywhere.
Oh, I love it.
So I actually met her on Saturday.
Did you do an in the morning?
I think I asked her who hit her in the mouth.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I can't get away from these
producers. We are everywhere.
They are.
We are legion.
You are everywhere. Yes. So I wanted to say that Saturday, the event starts, you know, and these women, they're geared up. They're just excited, you know. And I'm looking at the event because, you know, I've done these events a lot and I'm looking at them and I'm like, two people to register 350 women an hour before the event.
Oh, no, that doesn't
work. Good luck with that.
That doesn't work.
And I'm
work.
Like, one person selling merchandise? Good luck with that.
No.
So, of course.
Sounds like a little mismanagement and resources.
Well,
there.
This is their, she's very new to this. I don't think she's held a conference this large.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
She gets into her husband. Her husband is her business partner. And he was really
that
good.
That never works.
It works for them.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And so. She gets on so people are excited to see her, and her persona on social media is very, she's like, I don't want to cuss, but she's like a bad
butt.
Yeah.
Let's kick some butt. Yes. A bad butt. Yes. I got you.
I mean, she's just like, she's got a strong presence. And so she comes up on, so the music playing, she comes up on stage and it's like a wet noodle came on stage. And I'm like
a Meghan Markle wave.
She was like waving, like opening her hand. And I'm thinking, that's not the way to energize the crowd. She needs some coaching. So, of course, I go into my critiquing mode. I'm critiquing her presentation. I'm critiquing her slides. I'm like, too many words on the slides. And, then I stop listening.
Because you were too busy critiquing.
And then on Sunday she went on and on and on about wolves and breastfeeding. And I'm like, you lost me here. I don't care about either of those things. So for me, my takeaway was I learned a little bit, but I love talking to the people who had such success because all the women that I met were all part of the program already, and they were dedicated to the system because they had such amazing, like 20, 30 pounds.
Why did they go there if they're already having success on the system? Just because of the community? Or
probably.
Must be.
Yeah. Yeah, because there wasn't anything riveting. that they presented, and that, okay. you know.
So. Sounds like a bust, kind of, well, except for Ashley.
Well, yeah, exactly. And Margo, I enjoyed meeting her, and there's mm-hmm. another girl, Erin, that I enjoyed meeting. And like the people, like I said, the people
yeah.
I talked to,
yeah, yeah.
like this one woman, she's like, oh, I lost too much weight. She goes, I need to slow it down. I'm like, huh. You know, so that's intriguing. Wow. Like that gets intriguing. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, so that was
Saturday
and Sunday it was half day. And then as soon as it was over, I'm like, okay, I'm going to book out of here. Yeah. I'm driving home. So I'm driving home and I'm like, I'm going to get gas. Cause I hate having a half a tank of gas with a long drive.
You don't say. Yes, you don't say.
I don't like it.
You because like to be stocked up, ready, good to go.
If I can't find a gas station, yeah, then feel, yep, so yep. So right before I get on the highway, and it's cold. It's like 25 degrees out in Dallas. And I get out, and I cannot open my gas cap. It will not twist off. And I'm at this gas station.
Really?
I didn't take my coat off, so I'm standing there, and I'm trying. I cannot turn it.
That's
odd. I cannot.
Odd.
And I'm like, why is this not coming off? I don't understand. So there's nobody at the gas station but a truck, like... Like, I don't know.
You went up to the trucker?
200 yards away, 200, 300 yards. Yeah. And I went to, I'm like, excuse me. It's freezing out. I have no coat on. Yeah. Excuse me. And he looks at me and I'm like, do you think you can help me? I go, I cannot get my gas cap off and I need to get gas because I have a long drive ahead of me. And he's like, what? And I'm like, what? Can you? No, he had no teeth. I go. Can you please? I said, I can't get it off. He's like, okay. He reluctantly, he's got flip flops on, shorts. He's a heavy set older guy.
Oh, God.
Trudges over there. Rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, gee, I'm sorry I'm putting you out. I'm like, he's a child of God.
Damsel in distress. Child of God. Yes. Okay.
And so he just goes and he just beep, pops my cap right off. I'm like, I go,
were you twisting it the wrong way by any chance?
I've owned this car for almost 4 years. I know how to.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, thank you so much. I hope you have a blessed day. And he's like, oh, it's okay. But at the beginning, he was just, it sounded like I was really putting him out, you know?
Like, really? I mean, I would be like a cutie like you, like, hey, girlfriend, let me help you.
Yeah, well,
I'm probably not.
Because I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I am not going to get home.
We've got to work on this.
I can't open my gas cap.
We have to figure out what the problem was. That makes no sense.
It would not, Adam. I kept trying and trying. I hurt my hand trying.
That is crazy.
It would not open. And I'm like, is it because it's so cold? I didn't know. And maybe he just had a better, you know, because my hand strength is not what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so I don't
know.
That's
strange.
But I started to do a slow freak out because I'm like, there was one car.
You still had half a tank of gas at this point.
A little less than a half a tank. But I don't like this.
You could probably make it all the way home on that half a tank. But okay.
My OCD, I would not. Yeah. That's why I could never drive a Tesla.
I don't No, I don't really approve of you going to gas stations where there's nobody and you're talking to lone truckers with no teeth. It's not exactly what I want to hear.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
You should have slipped your gun in your pocket before you went up to
it. Oh, I didn't even think of
that. No, of course not.
Because there was only one other car and it was two women and they were not even looking my way.
Babe, I'm sorry.
I didn't tell you that story.
No.
It was so
probably
cold.
Good because I would have been very concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, like, turn it to the left.
Well, you were...
Turn it to the left. Are you sure you're turning it to the left?
I know how to...
To
the left.
I need to rep. There's your show title right there.
Turn it to the left. I know how to put gas in my car, Adam Curry.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cold. I was thinking it was the cold.
Yeah. I'm sure.
He was my only option, and he was not having it at the beginning. He was looking at me like, really?
What is wrong with you?
Do I have to get out of my truck? And then I noticed it's 20 degrees out, and you have flip-flops on?
Well, he was he's in his home. That's his home on the road, you know? Mm. He doesn't want to deal with your nonsense. He's probably like, turn it to the left, lady. Just turn it to the left.
I don't...
I'm going to have to watch this now. That's pretty interesting.
Listen, I tried.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm not that inept. I know how to do this.
So meanwhile, I'm here at home.
You're getting ready for the show because I wasn't going
to
call you.
I went to bed Saturday night on time, 9:45. I'm like, I'm going to get to bed on time. I'm going to be nice and fresh because I got to get up at 5 in the morning. And I put the pillows on the chair and
oh, I know.
And the pillow falls off, hits the glass lamp. The lamp crashes to the floor. I'm like, now it's 10 at night. I'm turning on all the lights. I got to make sure there's not a single bit of glass. I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to do? How am I going to tell Tina is what I thought. It's like, I'm going to get in so much trouble. And you came home and you didn't even notice it.
You told me and I was like, I got another one. I don't care.
You didn't even notice it. I thought you would notice it right away. Hey. Because I took the glass off and the lamp was still there just without the glass around it. Like, you didn't even notice it.
No.
That's very atypical that you didn't see that. Yeah. I could have not said anything. You might not have known for weeks until now. hey, didn't we have glass around that thing?
Yeah, because you don't typically take all the pillows off the bed. I do.
It was very strange going to church and just asking for one communion cup. Oh. No, I'll only take one, thanks.
Oh.
Just one.
Did you sit next to Annette?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And next to Annette and Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, because you almost spilled on her. She was worried you spilled the communion.
Yeah. And actually it was Jimmy who spilled something later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His coffee all over the floor. Like, hey, let me clean that up for you. Oh. Yes. No, it was good, but I missed you. I really did miss you.
I missed church too. You said it was really
good. No, I missed you. I said I missed you.
Oh, I missed you. You
yeah, no,
too.
Okay. I heard what you said.
I missed church too.
Yeah. So I'm just working away here.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the big NRB next month.
Well, you have another big thing coming up too.
I do. I haven't actually publicly mentioned this.
Oh, you haven't? Should I not bring it up?
No. I don't think so. I don't want to jinx it.
Okay.
But it's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
Big news.
It's
big. Breaking news.
Breaking. No, I figured I haven't told them. You know, Pastor Jimmy knows.
I've told people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that they're going to publicize it.
No, I haven't announced it. I'm just
okay.
Like, yeah, don't worry. It's
he's
okay.
Not going on Tucker Carlson.
I would love to go on Tucker's
show. I would love
to talk with him about God and Jesus. That would be fun.
I know.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
But no, he gets a UFO guy. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
It's been kind of quiet. We didn't leave the house for 2 days. Oh, you left. No, you left Monday. You went to the grocery store for me. We were supposed to have Dr. Ken and Sammy for dinner.
Yes.
And then when the snow was on the ground,
I didn't leave Monday. I didn't leave the house.
Monday, you went to...
No.
I thought Monday you went to the store.
Oh, Tuesday I didn't leave the house.
Yeah, Tuesday you didn't.
Right.
Yesterday you didn't.
Yeah.
No, Monday.
Yeah. No, Monday it snowed Tuesday morning,
yes,
didn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. And we were supposed to have Dr. Ken and Sammy for dinner.
Yeah, we're supposed to go play chess with
Willie.
Oh,
yeah. What's going on with that again? What's the first annual Willie chess tournament?
At Java Ranch, they have a sign-up form. It's the first annual Will's chess competition. The kids there arrange it, you know, and they're all in that. There must be 15 or 20 people signed up.
Really?
Yeah. Because I met Parker there on,
Monday.
Monday? Yeah. And I said, oh, there it is. There's a sign up form. Yeah, Monday the 27th. Come everybody to Java Ranch.
Did you put your name down?
Of course I did.
What time are you scheduled?
I don't know. It starts at 10 a.m. So, I can't hang out the whole day. But
I was going to say, I mean, you should.
I'll definitely.
You don't know how long these games last.
I've never even been in a chess competition. I have no idea how it works. I just want to be a part of it. So. I'll find out before the 27th.
That's really cool that they did that.
Yeah. Well, he plays a lot of people. He'll just sit there. People say, is this an open game? He's like, yeah. And then people sit down and we'll play him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. So I'll find out when I get some other competition if I'm any good at all.
Yeah.
I really don't know if I'm any good.
Yeah.
But I'm just getting ready for the big National Religious Broadcasters Conference next month.
Yes.
So I'm... working really hard with the Godcaster folks.
Yeah, I wasn't invited
folks.
To that.
Believe me, I get
you,
that.
You said there's going to be nothing but nerds there.
That's correct. Radio nerds. I get there at, I'm going to leave here around 8 Monday morning. I'll get there around 1:30. And then I'm going to have meetings from 2 o'clock all the way.
Ooh, 1:30. No, it's going to take you a little longer than 4. Oh, 5.5 hours that you're allotted.
No, not five and a half hours.
It's going to take you more about 4.5 hours to get there because you're north of Dallas.
Yeah, and it's at the Gaylord, so it's huge. So it'll take forever, I'm sure, to check in. But anyway, got meetings all the way up until Monday. Then Monday evening, we have dinner with John Fuller from Focus on the Family.
Nice.
And I hope Rob as well.
Okay.
Patrick.
How about Gordon?
Of course, Gordon's going to be there.
Yeah.
And Tuesday, meetings. We have a suite.
Yes.
We have a suite to demo and meet with everybody. Then Wednesday.
How are you going to pull people into the suite?
Just grab them right there like, hey, come here. Well, gee, it's funny you ask. No, we've been setting
up. Is the sizzle reel going to be ready?
It better be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working with Dame Jen on that Friday and maybe a little bit of Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes, the website should be up. We'll have the sizzle reel ready. And Gordon's been making, we have appointments. We have like, you know, appointments with people and station owners and networks, you know, owners of multiple stations.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the real deal. And we have a partnership with the app company and they're also marketing to their customers. So it's.
Are you going to wear all your hoodies?
I wear all my hoodies with Big Jesus on it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And my cowboy boots.
I think you should take a blazer.
A blazer? Should I wear a tie? How about a bow tie?
When you're doing your keynote chat, don't wear a hoodie.
Okay. I won't wear a hoodie.
So today, I go to the mailbox with a jacket. I go to the mailbox and there's this package in the mailbox. Guess what it is? It's another John Fetterman hoodie.
You know, you are so horrible because I come home and I'm like, oh yeah, it came. And you're like, and then I say, well, I bought it to support this guy who has this project of love. I'm like, not a single good word, even though I bought it to support someone's project. Not a good word, only John Fetterman. Hey, by the way, thanks, Tim Dowling, for nothing. John Fetterman. Just leave me be. You walk around with blue jeans that are ripped on purpose. You walk around with blue jeans that are above your ankle and as wide as stovepipes, and that's hip. Oh, I'm sorry. My hoodie's all wrong, but you have pants that don't even fit right. And that's, I'm sorry, it's fashion. Well, I'm making the hoodie fashion again. Me and Fetterman.
Oh, goodness. Hey, I just think you should wear a blazer when you're up on stage.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Got it. I'll wear a blazer with a hoodie. Because it'll be more professional that way?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. You do know I'm the Podfather.
Yeah.
And the Podfather can do whatever he wants. And then I say, what should I wear on Joe Rogan? You're like, why don't you go wear a hoodie?
Oh, you just told everybody.
Oh. I blew it. I blew my own cover.
Oh, man. Yeah. Speaking of your hoodies.
No, let's not. Let's just not. I love my hoodies. So, I'm Hoodie Man.
So
Hank the Hoodie Man.
So I come home on Sunday and I'm emptying out my suitcase.
Oh, wait.
And I go, I just did all the laundry. How could this be filled again?
And you
turn to me and you go, that's why I'm afraid to put anything in the
laundry. That's why I wear dirty hoodies, because I'm afraid to put it in the basket for exactly that. How could it be so full again? Well, it can only be full because of me, because of course, anything that's in there is going to be mine. It's just like, it's annoying. I'm an irritant. I can't believe I have to wash this man's clothes. That's exactly I am truly afraid to put anything into the hamper. I literally will not put anything in there that is voluminous. So I wear the same jeans and hoodies over and over again with spots, with dribble, with anything on it. Do you understand?
And you're the Podfather.
I am the Podfather. Hear me now.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be here all week, by the way.
No, that's the thing. You have to throw your hoodies in.
No, I'm afraid. No. I am seriously afraid.
Listen,
because is that thing? How could it be full already?
Listen.
Listen, yes.
It's because they're so bulky that's why it fills up the lot. I go,
you literally go in there. What's in here? What's? Oh, it's probably one of your hoodies. Fetterman, I'm living with John Fetterman. The pampers overflowing. My office is no good. I need an ironing board on the wall. Tina's cleaning everything up. I will not wait. I cleaned everything up. What are those Dell boxes in the garage? There's boxes with computers. How did they get there? What are they doing? What are they for? There's keyboards in there. What's that all about?
Wait a minute. Go back.
I can't go back. I'm only moving forward with this now.
No, I deduced that there were two hoodies in there, and they're extra large, so they take a lot of volume.
I didn't hear you come back and say, "Baby, I'm sorry I was like that."
Baby, I'm sorry I was like that.
No. What are these Dell computers?
Wait a minute.
There's boxes that say Dell on them. They're ruining my aesthetic.
You're such a fibber.
And then it's like, by the way, your studio's getting pretty messy again. I have one place in the whole. Can I just have a basket here for my hoodies in here? And just give me a rack so I can hang them in here. I can enjoy my hoodies. And I'll wash them myself. By the way, have we mentioned that they're shrinking? You are ruining my hoodies on purpose. They don't fit. They don't come. They don't. It's like the sleeve is like now I'm a 12-year-old all of a sudden. You have ruined hoodies.
You got like mid-trip
hoodies.
Some
of my favorite. You have they shrunk or not? And you're like, I don't know how that happened. Uh-huh. It's called sabotage.
Hoodie sabotage.
Totally. All right. You're up. Go ahead. Respond. The time is now for the gentle lady from Fredericksburg.
Oh my gosh. No.
Can you tell that we have fun sometimes here, just the two of us?
Babe, yeah. I don't want you to, you got to put your clothes in the laundry basket. We need a bigger laundry basket. It's just a small one because I bought it when I was single.
And here it would be like, oh, whew, this heavy laundry. And I'll be like, can I help? No, I'm already here now, aren't I?
You make me sound like such an ogre. I'm not like that. Anyway.
You're exactly like that, but only with certain things. You're lovely otherwise, but with this, you turn into a whole different person.
I do laundry all the time. So I have an office in the house. It's the laundry room, and I had it upgraded. So I said to Adam, I go, I'm having my office. My office upgraded
Your
to a few
office,
things.
Really?
Because that's where I spend most of my time is in the laundry room.
Shrinking my hoodies.
Oh, so we had a guy come over to help us. Thank you, Diane Childs. She recommended him. And he put up some shelves and he put up a...
Tom is great. If you're in Fredericksburg, you need someone, call us. We'll hook you up with Tom.
And
he's
put
awesome.
In a ironing board that attaches to the wall and folds down. So he took care of all that for me because it's my office space. And I needed to have it decluttered. So now I can take pleasure in washing all your hoodies.
Shrinking my hoodies.
Listen, and I wash them a couple times because I have to get the spots out of them.
Well, that's obviously what's going on. Like, well, it's not small enough. I can get rid of this one. Let's just shrink it some more.
I don't know how that happened. I really don't. Now I'm hanging everything up. So it's a little crunchy. And so then today, while you were
on
the call.
By the way, I love you. I appreciate you so much for what you do.
I don't want you to be afraid to put your t-shirts in the
That trauma is not going away easily. But when you say, it's my office, it's like, woe is me, okay? You've got a whole room next door. You can do whatever you want with it. It's your exercise room. It's your prayer room. It's all that. You have 90% of the closet space.
This is true.
90%. I have this little space.
You got a little one wall.
And half the stuff that is stacked up here is Curry and the Keeper stuff that you conveniently leave.
Anything that
comes in.
Oh, yeah.
The letters, the P.O. box.
I know.
No, you don't take it out. You leave it here, and then you say, well, your studio's getting kind of messy. And what are those Dell boxes?
Wait a minute. That's totally separate. That's totally separate.
It all came on the same day.
But listen, I want to go back to my office, the laundry room.
Just say the laundry room. It's not your office.
And so it's all organized. So I had shelves put up to get all the laundry detergent above the washer and dryer. So the whole counter is clean. And I appreciate you coming up to me and you're like, tell me the truth. Is that little section where all my wires and all my junk is plugged in.
Charging,
does that bother you?
It's called the charging
lights,
station.
The pool lights, the fire, the smoke detector that's been sitting there for 6 months that you haven't fixed yet. You said, I appreciate you asking if that bothered me. And I said, no, it's fine.
It's just fine.
What's another 6 months for the smoke detector to sit there? It's okay. It's okay.
Just don't let anyone smoke upstairs. We'll be fine.
So, but the Dell boxes, that's a totally different story. I organized our pantry. I threw out all the expired food.
Yeah.
I threw out the expired spices.
Yeah.
I just cleaned it out completely
and reorganized it. It's like, well, what's been happening is Tina has, and by the way, Pastor Jimmy, our wives, there's something going on there. They bounce off each other. And it's like, oh, I got this. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm thinking of doing this. I'm doing this. Then all of a sudden, I got rugs coming in. I've got, you know, shelves coming in. I've got all this stuff. Now, all of a sudden, oh, a new bed is coming in with a new rug for under the bed. And you're like, well, why don't we put this rug under the bed now? No, no. It's like you've gone into this. And
we needed a new bed.
Yeah, for sure.
If the thing is about ready to collapse.
For sure.
Yeah.
But you did kind of just accelerate into a refresh mode, and I'm just clinging on for dear life, me and my hoodies, and just holding on like. And so that's when I saw your office so beautifully clean, and my charging, it's all hidden kind of under a thing. And I thought, that must irritate her to no end. It's all clean. Because your thing is you just want anything on a countertop.
I don't like stuff. I just don't like stuff.
It doesn't matter that I live here. It's completely irrelevant. It's just, I'm just the guy with the hoodie who walks around here from time to time.
Listen, you have your studio.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you.
Well, the thing with me and Annette.
I have another masasan, please.
Me and Annette, we bounce off of each other.
Yes.
We buy a lot of the same clothes.
Uh-huh.
We buy a lot of the same shoes. We just have very similar tastes. And we compliment each other that way. That's just what we do. And you get like inspired. I get inspired by things that she does, like, you know, redoing our kitchen. Kidding.
I would have to put my foot down.
No,
there.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding about that. But anyway, going back to the Dell boxes. So I go out into the garage because I'm organizing stuff.
50 boxes, all neatly organized. I slip two thin line boxes on top that say Dell.
No, I know. I don't care. I just didn't know where they came from. I was like, oh, what is this? Where did they come from?
Well,
I don't care.
No, the questioning goes like this. Hey, what are those boxes? The Dell computers. And later, what are they for? There's keyboards in there.
I didn't know. You have so much computer equipment in the garage.
Yes.
Yes.
It's all highly necessary.
Yes. Anyway.
Did you find any of my pictures with MTV hair in the garage?
No, but I will look.
Okay.
I'm just afraid there's probably a dead mouse in that box or something.
Oh, there probably is. That was kind of funny, by the way, when you weren't here.
Oh, yes.
And Felicia's house comes into my studio. Adam, I need your help.
Adam.
She's never said that.
Adam.
She's never said she needs my help for anything. What is it? There's a dead mouse in the trap. And she looks like she could fire a 9mm at anybody at any time. But the mouse was an issue. So I had to go get them. And we have one mouse approximately every 6 weeks that comes into your office.
I don't know how they get in there.
Well, they smell the cheese.
Oh.
They're like, hey, there's cheese. I'm outside. I smell cheese.
Yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, of course they're going to come in for that one. We don't have a mice infestation. We don't.
Yeah.
There's one that comes in. He smells it from a mile away, and he's the unlucky one.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better or bad that we catch one?
No,
every six
I like
weeks?
That we catch them.
Okay.
I mean, we live in the wilderness.
Right. Okay.
Hey, so you have a big feat coming up this weekend.
A big what?
Friday.
A big what?
You have a big challenge.
I do?
Yes.
What's the big challenge?
You're going to smoke a 13-pound brisket.
The brisket. Yes, the brisket.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited to try it. You sent me the recipe. It should be, and you know, it's a Pit Boss recipe, so it should be okay. I'm hoping for the best.
Well, Robert Basso just emailed and said, "Meat Church Holy Smoke or Voodoo seasonings for the brisket." Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Yes. So.
Well, the seasoning is up to you. I'm just in charge of fire and temperature.
Yes. Yeah.
So I get up at 7 on Friday morning. I get up at 7 anyway, but at 7 I'll be firing up the grill to get it ready to have it slow cook.
Yes.
And who am I doing this for?
Jimmy and Pastor Jimmy and Annette are coming over on Friday.
I sure hope they appreciate it. I'm using their gift.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
I know.
Whew.
Hey, how are you liking that couple's devotional book? I like that book.
I do like it.
Yeah.
I like the one, did you read this morning?
Yes.
It was about
putting your spouse first in every way.
Yes.
You know, like doing laundry.
Yeah, exactly. Like wearing hoodies so you're attractive for her. I do this all the time.
You did ask me out on a date Saturday night.
I did. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, do we have at least Saturday off?
Yes, is we do. I've been keeping one day open on the weekends. Yeah.
Really? I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited to take my girl out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some plan? What are we doing?
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure it's going to be someplace exciting.
You know,
in
you could take me to Friedhelm's and I'll be happy.
Done.
Okay. I like Friedhelm's.
Friedhelm's is quite good. Yes. I have to say.
Yeah.
It's the lowest of low hassle. It's just like, and everything's good.
Yes.
Everything is good.
Yep. Yep.
Baby, do you have a God shot?
I do.
Prepared?
I sure do.
Very good. I'm excited for that. Tina's God shot. Look at that. 45 minutes we've already done just talking about hoodies. It's great. Yeah. And you're always like, what are we going to talk about? We have no shortage of stuff to talk about.
I got to think about it because I wrote it and then I'm like, huh?
Okay. Uh huh. This will go in the promo.
Hmm. Okay, let me, I wrote this and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, is this the right one? So, okay, I remember. Okay, so it's Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 through 20.
Wow, Exodus.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Then Moses said to them, no one is to keep any of it until morning. He was talking about the manna.
Mm-hmm.
However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. And so when I was reading this in the devotional, I was thinking about that I have this 45-year-old friendship that has recently ended.
Mm.
I don't know why. It was just one of those things. There was no fight. There was no argument. It just stopped. I guess it stopped feeding us and it just didn't grow.
Mm.
And when I read that and I read the accompanying, when I read that scripture in the accompanying devotional, I think that was God telling me not to hold on to the old and to just release it. So like they didn't want them to hold on. He didn't want them to hold on to the manna overnight.
Mm-hmm, right.
And he spoiled it and he just didn't want them to hold anything old.
Hmm.
And so I believe he was telling me, he is telling me not to hold on to the old and to just release it. So that room could be made for something fresh, because you know he gave them fresh manna
every day,
every morning.
Day. Yep.
And I find great comfort in that scripture because it's hard to understand why this friendship just died.
Hmm.
But I think it's because something fresh needs to come, you know? So, yeah, I'm not as heavy hearted about it, about this friendship ending as I was, because I'm like, this is God's plan. You know, this is God's plan.
Did that give you closure for it?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, it really helped me.
Okay, that's
like,
good.
It's God's plan that this was supposed to happen this way. And he closes doors and opens new ones for us.
Yes.
And it's all to just keep moving forward in our obedience and, you know, honor him. So, yeah.
And we know, and it was accentuated again tonight at the Wednesday night Walking with Jesus discipleship, that God is in control.
Yeah.
He is in control.
Oh, yeah.
And everything he's put together for a reason. We may not understand it, but it's all for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. So I had to think about that. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. But that's what it ties to.
And I take great solace that God put those Dell boxes in the garage for
a
reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is yet, but there's a reason for it.
Yeah, there's a reason. It does not bother me. It really doesn't.
I know. Well, that's beautiful, babe. That's a good one. You hadn't told me about that about how you connected that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Because there was an accompanying...
devotional?
Yes, with it. And so, because if you read that scripture just as it is, you're like, huh? Mm-hmm. And then you realize that, yeah, God wanted something fresh every day. He didn't want them to hold on to things that were old.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, then let us take a dip into Vineyard
Nation. Now it's time to hear from the Coke Soakers.
We are hearing from Cork Soakers, indeed.
We got to hear from those Coke Soakers now.
Now
it's time to hear from the Coke Soakers.
This is the Value for Value podcast, Curry and the Keeper. You can find us at curryandthekeeper.com. We'd like to thank everybody who sends value back to us, as you've noticed. We just put it out there. The show is out and available for everybody. Available at hellofred.fm. You can find it there. Listen to many other great podcasts and live stream and curryandthekeeper.com on the About page. Yes. You can find out how to support us. Time, talent, treasure. I haven't been to the P.O. box. Have you been to the P.O. box?
I was there last week. There
was there anything? Nothing in there? Uh-uh. Cobwebs?
Yeah. Mail for vaudeville.
if we do get mail for vaudeville. Do we know Mike Bateman?
I don't know.
I don't think we've heard from Mike Bateman ever before. Well, he is going to be decanted $100 from Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Decanted.
Nice, Mike. No note. We'd love to hear from you. Wow. Love to hear your story. Thank you very much for blessing us with that.
Thank you.
He will be executive producer today with associate executive producer Marco Frisson with $50. Marco always coming in with his monthly donation. Mac Tank with $49.99. Thank you so much, Mac Tank. Katie Trimble. These are all our regulars.
Yes.
$25.33.
Hi,
we appreciate
you. Thank you, Katie.
Sarzo comes in with 20,000 satoshis, which is quite meaningful these days, and says, I always end your show with a smile on my face.
Well, you're really going to laugh at this show today.
Well, then we have 10,000 satoshis sent through Fountain from Julie Loftsgarden.
Oh, Julie. I love her.
And I will try to read it in Julie's voice.
Okay.
I want to go back a couple shows when Tina, you asked Adam the most impactful experience of 2024. I was dying laughing when he said his 60th birthday party. I was screaming, wrong answer, Adam. That can be number two, but the vow renewal is number one. I know. Thanks, Julie. I blew it. I was just trying to paper over that, and you brought me right back to it.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Lovely. She says, blessed to have been there. Love you guys. You keep kicking butt.
Yes.
And praying over your children's.
Yes.
See you soon.
I love her. She's
a doll. Love to you guys. They're fantastic.
Yes.
Hey, there's Sir Brian with an I, who sadly his boostergrams didn't come through.
Yeah.
I know he sent them. Our node was down. It's all my fault, not yours, Brian. But he comes in with a mini striper boost 7777. And he says, testing 1, 2, 3. Are you there, node?
Oh.
I tried to say hello to you last week, but then I found out that you were feeling a bit under the weather on Wednesday and you couldn't take my call. I hope you're feeling better. Please practice a proper rebooting routine. You mean a lot to me, buddy. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Yeah. Yeah. The node went down. I didn't notice it. Completely my
fault.
And
it didn't come through.
Did not come through. So he didn't lose any money either. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news. KSU Pike 97. I don't know who KSU Pike 97 is. No, KSU Pike 97 has donated before, also with the mini striper boost.
Oh.
And says, boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
So there you go. Michael Hall comes in with $7 through the PayPal. Thank you, Michael. Timothy Emery, he's on a regular now, $5. Thank you, Timothy. And with $46.95, our one and only comic strip blogger. And he says, howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. Congrats on your new president. With Slavic wife Melania and every second Bitcoin gram, I want to promote my stuff. So please tell your audience to follow me on X. I reciprocate your follows. Yo, CSB. And I think he is indeed at CSB on X.
Yes, we connected on Instagram too.
Oh, you did?
Yes, yes.
he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I've known him longer than most.
He supported our show from the get-go. Yes.
Because he doesn't...
He dropped off because he thought we were talking a little too much about Jesus. Sorry, Jesus is just in the room.
Yeah, I think it came back because of Jesus. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He couldn't resist. Short row of ducks from David Larson, 2222, says, hope you're staying warm. It's even cold for us Floridians. Only 47 and rainy in Fort Myers as I write this note. And Tina, remember, you can ask Adam out for a date if he's been falling short in this area.
I did. I asked him to Costco and gave him a hot dog.
It was so awesome. Thank you, babe. I'm a cheap date. I'm $1.50 and I get a drink. Thank you. Awesome.
And we spent $450. But we almost bought a refrigerator.
Yeah, anyway. I got out of that. Yeah, lucky on that. Although, I wouldn't mind a new fridge if we...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, babe, I want a new one too.
I'm thinking one fridge, four hoodies.
Okay.
And at least a year of no complaints about hoodies. Oh. Yeah. Now we're talking. No, I really miss our old fridge.
I do
That's
too.
Really what it is.
I don't like this fridge
this
at
came,
all.
This came with a house and it's okay.
We can stick that one in the garage for like excess food, but we don't even have excess food.
We don't really have excess food.
Oh, we have barely food in our pantry.
We don't have, not anymore.
No.
Yeah, you got rid of all that good stuff just because it had an expired date on it doesn't mean it wasn't edible.
Yeah.
You know me.
Yeah.
I'll eat dog biscuits.
Oh.
I love the smell of Phoebe's yogurt.
That's so biscuits. Gross, Adam.
It's just food. If you're hungry, you'll eat a dog biscuit, trust me. That is, she's giving me stink eye. That's our value for value. Thank you so much, everybody. Really appreciate it. It's so nice to hear from you. And we love your notes. So if you're going to send us some value, please send a note. We really want to hear what you have to say. CurryingTheKeeper.com. And,
yes, thank you, everybody. We really appreciate it.
And I think, the timing is perfect. We always seem to be able to yak for an hour.
Yeah.
It's great. I keep you laughing for 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, you're on fire tonight.
The question of the week. All right, everybody. Tina knows the answer because she made up the question. So I'm in the hot spot. The question of the week. Here we go, everybody. The question of the week. Okay. Will I screw it up? Julie, stand by. I'm sure I'll mess it up again soon somehow.
Okay. What is one of the sweetest things your sisters have done for you?
Well, the one that pops to mind is when we were in Italy this past trip, and my sister said, Willow said, I got these things from Dad's room when he passed away, and she gave me my grandfather's prayer book, which was given to him by my grandmother in 1942. It's inscribed, and my dad's prayer book, which is a mini little prayer book with his name on it, John Paul Curry.
Yes.
And both were bookmarked in Psalm 121, which is the Curry going away prayer. That was an extremely, extremely thoughtful thing.
Oh, it really was.
And that touched me very deeply.
Yeah.
And I showed him to my friend John Fuller today. I was showing him on our Zoom call.
Oh, have you showed Pastor Jimmy? You should show him.
I sent him a picture when we were in Italy. Oh, of course. Of course. It was a very just beautiful, beautiful surprise moment, and I really appreciated that.
Oh, that was really special, too. I liked the viewfinder that she gave you, too.
That was also beautiful, yes. The viewfinder with pictures of my youth.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to guess that your favorite moment is when you were shoving the knife under the bathroom door, telling you you were gonna cut your sister? Was
no.
that the, oh, that wasn't the moment?
No, no. No. I actually have one for two of my sisters, so... The first one is my sister Lisa, who took care of me after I had surgery.
Yes.
This is a few years ago. And she stayed up all night and watched over me.
I know. And she texted me continuously, let me know everything was okay.
Yes.
Sent me pictures, which was laughable.
Yeah.
Look at her.
You don't have to go into detail.
No,
just you have to go into detail
while you were sleeping.
But that was so selfless for her to do that.
Very
sweet. That was it shows her, her caring, giving nature. And then for my sister Toni, when Tony came here during our vow renewal.
Yeah.
And she did the flowers she took the pictures. Yep. And she did my hair and she got.
And she wanted to make it a whole surprise. And I said, I can't, there's no way I can surprise. Yes. If I say to Tina, oh, I'm just skipping down to San Antonio for a moment, she'll know. It's like, I can't be, but she wanted it to be a surprise
Yes. And the fact that she just was just immersed in all of it was
fantastic.
And she got to see, you know, this part of our life.
Yeah.
That life that is so important to us, which is our spiritual family, our church, our friendship with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And we just, you know, I love that she got exposed to
I like your sisters, so. Man. I get along
really. I love my sisters.
They text me out of the blue for stuff. I like your sisters.
I do too. And I love that my daughter texts you out of the blue too.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that.
You're telling me
that.
I love it too.
I know.
I do.
I know.
I really do.
I know. Everybody's happy in the world.
Just keep it that way.
Yes.
The hoodies are good.
Yeah.
Happiness and hoodies forever.
Oh, you're not wearing a hoodie to the NRB. I put my foot down.
Here's the main thing. I love you.
I love you too. Okay. You make me laugh.
Take your hands off your eyes. It's okay. It's pretty good. Hey, everybody. We'll be back next Friday. See you then. I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, baby.
Curry and the Keeper.